We were talking about, I wonder if women would rather have a dude with a like a pretty face or a buff body. What do you think women would want?
Buff body, no doubt about it.
Buff body?
Yeah. They want a big, you know, strong man.
They close their eyes.
I think that they're attracted to that way more than a face.
I'm so curious. I don't know if there's any ladies that are still listening. 1-855-FU-BILLY. I feel like Nard just scares them all off.
There's no way. I think when you're a big buff guy, too, it's hard to be ugly.
Yeah,
because like, your face may not be the greatest, but you're still gonna be like, your structure's gonna look nice because you're in shape.
That Fabio dude,
yeah,
he was ugly. He had an ugly face, but he was.
But he didn't look ugly because he was buff.
Yeah, and he had the nice hair too. And
this is what this guy said:
go to the gym. Mm-hmm. A woman will always like a good body, even if you got the crazy hairline, the
crazy ass hairline, like a crazy hairline,
crazy face,
crazy face.
Gonna dig your body.
She's gonna dig your body. Is that what women want? They want a man with a nice body. So is this whole dad bod thing that's just a big old lie?
It's silly.
I think it was a fad.
Yeah, it's just them being nice. It's like how when guys are like, "Yeah, I prefer big girls."
You're saying that men just say that.
They just say that because most girls are big, and they want to make them feel better.
Let me go to Janelle. Yes, Janelle, would you rather have a guy with a face that you're attracted to or a body?
Face. And I like a little meat. I like a little meat on my man.
So
I'm not going to lie.
You would rather look at a pretty face. Pretty face than a chiseled body.
Yes.
Yeah. So no matter how much a guy goes to the gym, he's got the six pack. He's just ripped. But his face is a little kind of gnarly.
Nope.
That's not going to do it for you.
My guy is always wanting to get on the keto diet to lose weight, and I don't let him be on it because I don't want him to lose the weight.
Well, a lot of women like to sabotage their husband and just make him a little fat.
That. I just like him that way.
Okay, well, you prefer a little bit of pudginess. Right. What is it? Yep. Is it just a safety thing? It's just comfy? It's like a teddy bear? What?
No, I think because there's something about a skinny, skinny guy that's just not attractive.
Really? You're kind of scared of that?
Yeah, a woman likes to feel smaller.
But don't they have, like, big wings?
That's what I'm saying. That's why women they'll sabotage their man's diet because they want to feel smaller than their man. They don't want to feel the same size as their man.
For me, it's not a sabotage. It's just a personal what I like. I don't want to.
You want to feel little, right? You don't want to feel, like, huge. You want to feel little.
I'm not huge to begin with. I'm only 5'5", like 130 pounds.
Oh, that's little. Skinny.
He's about 5'11", 235 pounds, so he is much bigger than me. But it's you know, men don't want to grab on to skin and bones, and women don't either.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know, Janelle. I appreciate your honesty. Let's go. Look at Chris. He's a, plus-size fella. Yeah.
Plus-size prince.
Yeah, plus-size thick-ass prince with no hair, but he's got a girl, Nard.
I do.
Yeah. But
what's
she
up,
gets
Sarah?
Turned on by people with, nice full set of hair.
What?
I don't think she does.
Yeah. You're just saying stuff just to say stuff right now?
Yeah.
He's just saying that.
Let me go to Sarah.
She has you wear a wig.
No, she
doesn't. What's up, Sarah?
What?
I always say I'd rather have a man with a nice face because whenever he's pissing you off, he's annoying you, you're in a mood, at least you're looking at someone who has a good face, who's fine, you know? But if you're looking at someone ugly, you're just going to be like, damn, you're annoying and you're ugly, you know?
Right, yeah.
So for me, it's like, I could do a skinny guy, I could do like a beer belly, I could do whatever. Like, muscles are nice, but I'd rather have a good face.
Gotcha, okay. Well, thank you, Sarah. Rhonda, do you want a guy with a good body over a pretty face?
Me, no. I want a man that's going to listen to me and support me. And his size of his body does not matter.
What about his face? Do you want a handsome man?
I want a nice-looking man. He doesn't have to be gorgeous, but, I want more than just the physical part.
Rhonda, are you currently with a man?
Yes. I've been with him for almost 18 years.
Oh, gosh. You sounded like somebody I could set up with my friend Nard.
What? No way.
Yeah, no.
No.
Nathan and Rhonda sitting in a tree.
God,
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
My husband is 5'3" and 200 pounds. I'm 5'7" and 150 pounds.
Just bossing you around.
Yeah, you're the boss, right? You wear the pants and the belt. You ever given him the belt?
I am.
You ever put them over your
rotten.
Knee?
Oh, yeah, she has.
I am spoiled
together,
rotten.
Bud.
You're
yeah, spoiled rotten.
He spoils her, yeah.
Well, he has to.
Oh, absolutely. He does everything for me.
That's kind of cool.
I'm very blessed. Very blessed. I wish other women could have what I have.
Yeah. Well, Nard wishes, you know, he had what you have. Appreciate it. Like a relationship and a family and stuff like that. That's yeah. what Nard really wants.
That's what I got.